Pastor Bray's children's message reminded me of a moment that my sister invited me to play hide and seek with her. And I remember she said, "I'll count first." And I thought, oh, wonderful. Went to the game room, found the best spot I thought there was in the house, got into a closet, put the quilts and the afghans over myself. After about 15, 20 minutes, I'm sweating profusely, only to eventually come out and find out she never even started looking for me. Beware, children, if your older siblings ask you to play hide and seek. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for the words of life that you speak into us. Lord, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who promises to bring comfort, counsel, and leadership in our lives that we may walk in the ways that you have called us to. Lord, let this be a moment where we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, receive your word with joy, receive your word with gladness, and seek to live faithfully with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There is no privacy with the Lord. Zero, zilch, nada, nothing. But there is a level of intimacy with the Lord that is just beyond our comprehension, and also far beyond our comfort level as Americans who place a high value on individual and personal privacy. To be known by another person is one thing. To be known by your Creator and Redeemer is completely other. Every one of us places some level, most likely a high level, of value on control, especially when it involves how well someone else is going to get to know us. We want to project an image that people will accept and believe to be true. We want to be known by others in accordance with the walls and borders that we put around our life so that they can only see us at the angles that we want them to see us. We want to be known by others through certain pictures and not other pictures that we put on social media. We want to control how others see us, think about us, perceive us, and talk about us. And if we're going to have any success in that sort of image management, it will most definitely involve privacy. You and I will have to work very hard so that other people don't learn certain things about us. Make no mistake, those things about you and me are all true. But if they're kept private, they are truths that other people can't use to form their opinion of us. This is the kind of privacy that we try to employ. Very different than protecting your Social Security number, your passwords, your routing numbers, your credit card numbers, all of those things that could be used against you in some way or another. So we started this psalm recognizing that there is no privacy with God. Also, side note, there should be no privacy with your relationship with God either. Here's what we learn from David in this psalm. God, He knows when you sleep, and He knows when you wake up. He knows your thoughts without your even vocalizing them. He knows the words you'll use before they're ever on your lips. He knows where you are, even without air tags, because it's His nature. He goes where you go, and where He is, you are, and where you are, He is also. David also says, His hand is always upon you. His hand is always upon you to lead you, the psalmist says, and to hold you. His hand is always upon you to lead you and to hold you. What is it like to be known at this level by God? Whether you like being known on this level by God or not, it doesn't really matter, because it doesn't change the fact that this is the way He knows you. Because of who He is and because of who you are. He is the creature, or He is the creator, and you are the what? I gave it to you. Creature. Right? You are the work of His hands. Your Creator, Redeemer knows you with this level of intimacy and no privacy, so that He might lead you in paths of righteousness, that He leads you to consider the darkness of your sin and mine, not so that it will be used against you, but that you might repent of that sin and be held in the hand of His mercy, grace, and love. While it's impossible to hide any part of ourselves from God, it never stops us from attempting it. But we can look right into the garden in Genesis 3 and realize Adam and Eve thought they too, after sinning, could hide themselves from God, only to find out they couldn't. But the great news, the gospel news for you and I this morning, is that in Christ there is no need to hide yourself from Him. He knows the worst of you and me. He knows that sin in your life which you have the deepest regret over. Though we should regret all sin, there are some sins that just seem to linger with us. And He knows exactly what that one is for you. He knows the darkness that you have done so well in keeping from others. Brothers and sisters, He knows all of this about you, not so that He might come against you, but that you might learn that He is indeed the God who is always for you. You know, we wouldn't care so much about our own personal privacy if we never felt like somebody would wound us or hurt us with the things they know about us. Kind of a silly example, I can think back to the 90s, and I can think about being in the Army in the 90s, and all soldiers' duffel bags had stamped and imprinted on the outside of it your Social Security number. And those bags were shipped around the world by sea, by car, by bus, by train, by helicopter, by all sorts of things. Thousands of people laid their eyes on your Social Security number. And it wasn't a big deal in the 90s, because no one took that information and harmed you or injured you or hurt you and your family by exploiting it. But all that God knows, as an all-knowing God and ever-present maker, is always going to be for our temporal and eternal good. To convict us of sin is to turn us back to where we need to be. To cast light upon our darkness and to cast light on the way that we should go is for your good and my good. For Jesus to lead us with his hand upon us that we might know where not to walk and to walk comes from his love for you and me. Chiefly so you and I don't harm, injure, hurt ourselves or others with the sins that we commit. There is no fear in being wide open with the Lord as you confess your sins. Because he meets you as the prodigal son's father meets him, and that is in love. He swallows up the sin, makes us new again and again and again and again. He visits us not to harm, but to heal. He visits us not to bring us down, but by his grace to lift us up. To be known by our God, our Redeemer, in this level, brothers and sisters, is something you and I ought to rejoice about. To know that his hand will lead and his hand will hold all the days of your life and mine. In one moment, at exactly the right moment and time, he will give us a nudge in the direction we need to go. In one moment, at exactly the right time, he will call us back to himself off the wrong path that we're on. So that he might hold us with the words, "Your sins are forgiven." As unclean as you might feel as a result of some action in your life, today I declare you to be clean, to be mine. In one moment, we are bent low in humility, dependent wholly upon the mercy he intends to give. In one moment, at exactly the right time, we open our mouth to receive the body and blood of Christ, that we might receive life and salvation in him. Today, OSL celebrates sanctity of life. But we go even beyond that. It's not just life from our Creator that is indeed a true gift. It is also the life we celebrate for one who is known by God and knows what it is like to be known by God. To never be abused with knowledge, but to only be helped. To never be knocked down with knowledge, but only to be lifted up. This is the benefit not only of being born in this world, but born again in the person of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing to fear with your Lord Jesus. There's nothing to hide. There's no moment he's going to bring something up from your past just to bring you down in your present. It will always be to assure you how and why he went to the cross and rose again, that you might become and remain a child of God all the days of your life. We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness toward us. Lord, to be known as you know us is such an unfamiliar feeling to us in this world. Sometimes we of our own sin make other people regret being vulnerable with us or revealing some portion of their life to us. And while that can happen from one person to the next, Lord, it never happens with you. So, Lord, may we, as we also come to know one another deeply, may we conform our life to the life of Jesus Christ, and may we seek to bring people to your mercy and grace. We pray this in his precious and holy name. Amen.